Thankful for the blessings that the Lord has bestowed upon us this year. Looking forward, God delays His coming and allows us for a wonderful time in the new year of worshiping and praising Him. Just to feel a new energy, just to do something for the Lord, and I pray that that carries over into this coming year. Tonight we have set aside this night to do a communion service, and just as beautiful and as touching and moving as the birth of Christ was, is also just as important, in fact, if not more important, to remember the sacrifice that that sacrificial lamb made. That perfect little lamb that was born in that stable also grew up to be the Lamb of God that bled and died for our sins. So he told his disciples, as often as you do this, do so in remembrance of me. And certainly we don't want to just remember the birth of Christ. We want to remember his destiny. We want to remember his commission. And certainly his great sacrifice that he paid when he gave his life so that we could be saved. We're going to read a little bit of scripture tonight, and then we're going to ask some of our men to come forward, and we will pass out of the cup and also of the bread tonight. First scripture reading will be from 1 Corinthians chapter number 11, beginning with verse number 23. 1 Corinthians, and you could remain seated if you want to while I read. 1 Corinthians chapter number 11, beginning with verse number 23. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it, and said, Take and eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup, when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye, as oft as ye drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. So in that scripture, I think we're urged to continue, amen, the communion service. And as we do that, in remembrance of the Lord. I don't think it's just a one-time thing that we could do. But as often as we do it, we do so in remembrance of him and the great price that he paid. If you'll turn to the book of St. Luke as we prepare to partake of the communion table tonight, we're going to read from the 22nd chapter, beginning with verse number 14. St. Luke chapter number 22, beginning with verse number 14. And when the hour was come, he sat down and his 12 apostles with him. And he said unto them, With desire I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say unto you, I will not any more eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And he took the cup and gave thanks, and said, Take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. I want to pause here and give thanks for this bread and for this cup tonight. Dear Heavenly Father, as we come tonight, God, in honor and in remembrance of the great price that Jesus gave on the cross of Calvary for our sins, Father, we're so thankful, so appreciative for the fact that we have been washed in the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Father, we consider it an honor and a privilege to be able to do this in remembrance of our Lord and Savior. And Father, I pray that you bless this bread tonight, God, for our bodies. I pray that you bless this cup, Lord, as we do so in remembrance of the shed blood that Jesus Christ shed on the cross of Calvary. And Father, let us not only remember it this night, but each and every day of our life. And Father, we'll look to you to give you all the praise, all the honor, and the glory. We ask it in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. At this time, I'd like to ask those men who have been appointed to come forward and to give out of the bread and of the cup. And you all are invited to take part of this. I know some of our children do so, and I think it's quite all right for them to take of this. This is Welch's grape juice, and it is the little bread of the communion table. So if they want to participate, I think it would be more than all right. So if y'all would pass those out at this time. Thank you.
Yes.
Thanks. And if you'll wait until you are served, then we will take it as a congregation. First of all, the bread, and then secondly, from the cup. Might ask you as you're served, if you're able to stand, if you would go ahead and stand, that would signify when everyone is served. Has everyone been served that wishes to participate with the bread and also of the cup? Verse 19, and he took bread and gave thanks and broke it. Father, we thank you for this bread that represents the broken body of Jesus Christ. And he gave it unto them, saying, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. So we will take of the bread. Verse 20, likewise also the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this cup and what it represents, the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we do this in remembrance of him. Let's take of the cup. At this time, I'd like for us all just to bow our heads and let's just pray. Heavenly Father, again, we're so humble, Father, as we stand here tonight, God. And as we do this communion service, Lord, we do so in remembrance of Jesus Christ who died on the cross of Calvary. We are so thankful, Lord. Help us, Lord, to keep it in our heart and in our mind every day of the year. Lord, for the entire life that we spend here, let us be thankful. As many times as we do it, Father, we never want to take it as just a routine, but Father, we want to know the seriousness of it. And we want to thank you, Lord, for the price that Jesus paid on the cross of Calvary. We're so thankful for that precious blood that we've been able to wash away our sins. And we thank you for this congregation. We thank you for their love. We thank you, Lord, for their faithfulness and their dedication. And I pray your blessing upon each and every one of us tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for coming tonight. Before we dismiss, I want to give you an opportunity. If you have a prayer need or if you need prayer for your body tonight, please come forward and we'll pray with you and pray for you. Do remember those that are seeking prayer tonight. There's so many people who are sick, so many people who need a touch from the Lord. So let us remember them as we pray tonight as well. These are the
strengthen them and anoint them, Father. Pray for comfort during this time, God. Pray, Lord, for that one, God, that was about to talk to the doctor. God, I pray that the news will be good and uplifting. Father, we know that you're able to do the things that are impossible with man. And as we anoint these prayer requests tonight, Father, we do so remembering the stripes that Jesus took for our healing. For that, we claim it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for that healing power and grace. Thank you.
We'll give the Lord praise. Amen. If Brother Jim, if I could get a couple of you maybe to take the trash cans around and let them dispose.
Yes. So we won't find them. Again, thank you.
I didn't want to omit service tonight, but I thought it would be a good time to have a communion service. This is one of the sweetest services that I can ever be a part of. It's just a wonderful time to be able to reminisce and thank the Lord for the price that He paid on Calvary. And I really sincerely mean that. I want to carry that in my life and in my heart every day of my life, to be thankful for what Jesus did, because He didn't have to. Amen. He did not have to, but He did it because He was a willing and sacrificial lamb. And may God bless you during this wonderful time of celebration. Have a merry, merry Christmas, a wonderful and safe Happy New Year. And God bless you. And those of you that would like to stay and help us take down the rest, some of it's already been taken down, but the rest of the props tonight, we'll get that done, and then we'll dismiss and go home and spend the rest of this rainy night in the comforts of our home. God bless you. You're dismissed in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for coming.